A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee, where he began instructing the people on the Sabbath day. They were spellbound by his teaching, for his words had authority. In the synagogue there was a man with an unclean spirit who shrieked out in a loud voice, "Leave us alone! What do you want of us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus said to him sharply, "Be quiet. Come out of him." At that, the demon threw him to the ground before everyone's eyes and came out of him without doing him any harm. All were struck with astonishment, and they began saying to one another, "What is there about his speech? He commands the unclean spirits with authority and power, and they leave." His renown kept spreading throughout the surrounding country. The Gospel of the Lord. The Bible is more about action than ideas. The first five books of the Jewish scripture, called the Torah, are stories about what happened to the Jewish nation at its beginning. And the first five Bibles of the Christian scripture, the New Testament, are stories about what happened to Jesus and to the church which he founded in its early years. Nonetheless, there are ideas in these scripture stories, and sometimes the gospel writers even give us a hint as to what the idea behind the story is. That happens in today's gospel. You'll notice that the story begins with Jesus preaching. Everybody's impressed, and they were astounded by his authority. His words had authority. Then there comes the story of the casting out of the demon, and that's followed by the line, "He commands unclean spirits with authority and power." What Luke is telling us is that this story about casting out unclean demons is about the authority of Jesus. Now, authority is a word that, especially for us in America, has problems. Just this last week, I had the opportunity of speaking with a teenage girl about her difficulties with authority in the church. The key question was, why do we have to go to Mass on Sunday? I had to bite my lip to keep from smiling, because it's pretty much the same idea, the same question that came up 40 years ago when I was teaching high school. Why does the church have to be so authoritative? Why do we need all these rules? Why do people always tell us what to do? It's typical for teenagers to have these questions, but they can follow us even into our later years. And what Luke wants to tell us is, what is this authority of Jesus? Well, I like what the New Jerome Biblical Commentary has to say about Jesus' authority, or Luke's expression of it in this passage. It says, "Jesus' authority is his power to restore wholeness to those who are fractured by evil." Power to restore wholeness to those who are fractured by evil. Last week I saw a movie named Fracture. It's a suspense story. Oh, it isn't suspense, a whodunit story, because you know from the very beginning who done it. But whodunit was a man who very cleverly arranges to murder his wife so that he doesn't think he will ever be prosecuted for it. And when the police break in, he's standing there, gun in hand, over the body of his wife, and he says, as part of his plan, "I don't know what happened. Something inside me just fractured." Hence the name of the movie. Well, there's plenty of fracture in all our lives. There are psychotic fractures, of course. There are fractures of our emotions. There are fractures of our intellect. There are fractures of sin. And there is, as the gospel points out, fracture caused by powers from another world as well. Things like demonic possession. And what Luke would tell us today is that core to Jesus' teaching authority is his power to heal fracture. I think that we can answer some of our questions about authority if we look at authority, and especially Jesus' authority, in this light. Authority isn't there to arbitrarily lay down rules. It is there because God has the power to heal our woundedness. Sometimes making us whole requires setting down guidelines, rules, regulations that guide us to a more whole way of life. But the purpose isn't just to have the rules. It is to help us to be whole. Today's first reading tells us that God has not destined us for wrath, but for acquiring salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus saves us through his authority, through his power to heal our brokenness. And he does that by telling us how we can live more whole lives.